Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey.
And we're back for a new series.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a while.
For me, it has, not for you.
But, like, you recorded one without me with Chloe.
With Chloe.
If you're new to the podcast, Chloe was one of our former hosts for a long time, co-hosts, yes. Whatever. That's the right word? Yeah, that's the right word.
Yeah.
For a long time, moved to Florida and came back. And so she and Steph did one without me. And then I had to do one without her. So I did one by myself, which I did not like to do. That was 188. And so it's... And then we had, like, Christmas in the middle of here or something?
No, this was just, I think we just had a small week break.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was it. I don't know. It just feels like it's been a while.
I don't even remember why, though.
Feels like it's been a while. So, we're back. 189 is the episode we're on today.
Yes.
You probably already said that.
And I didn't.
Okay, good. And we're kicking off a new series that's sort of our first of the year series. It's sort of our brand new year series because we just finished... We just finished a long series. It took us a while to get through that last one, which was Pastor Please. If your pastor could beg you to do or not do some things, that was that last series. That was a long one.
That was a great series,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed that series, except for the one I had to record by myself because it was really weird sitting here talking to myself. I found that I got so sidetracked so quickly, like in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it came through in the podcast, but I would be talking, and I'm not talking to anybody but myself, right? And then all of a sudden, my mind, it would be like squirrel. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I
would
just understand
go off,
that.
Right? Because, but if I'm looking at you, we're sitting here looking at each other, it's easy to stay on track. So, anyway.
Because then I'd be like, let's get back to the topic.
Yeah. So, it's just easier to do, you know, because you're talking to someone. It's a conversation. So, anyway, we finished that one up. And this was the one that we had to wrap that one up as we went into the first of the year. Mm-hmm. Took a little bit of a break. And it, to me... This is our New Year's series.
Yeah.
Even though it is actually coming out, you know, at the end of January, this is our New Year's series. And I'm actually really excited about it. It's very different. I don't think we've ever done a series. We definitely have not done a series like this on the podcast. And we are coming up on 200 episodes. We're coming up on our 200th episode soon, which if you're keeping track, we do one a week and we skip a few every now and then. So... That means that we are coming up on 4 years of the podcast, which is wild. And so we've never done a series like this. It's going to be a little short. It's going to be a little different. But the title of it is 13 Thankful Meditations. 13 Thankful Meditations, to help us all pursue gratitude and thankfulness, the posture of gratitude. And so we're going to give you... one different meditation every single week, which is basically just a quote. Mm-hmm. The majority of these quotes are coming from deceased writers, theologians, pastors, priests, things like that. And there's one from Scripture. But most of them are coming from Christian authors, things like that from a long time ago. They're really, really amazing quotes. So we're going to give you 13 of them, including today. And you just meditate on them. So Steph and I are trying to meditate on them ahead of time and then just talk through them. And the goal would be that you would grab it from social media when we post it or write it down while we're going through here and just think on these things so that we can build some more gratitude and thankfulness. Like, the reason we're kicking off this year is because this is actually what I wanted to do for myself. I need to work on being thankful. I have found that when my anxiety is high, when my stress is high, when my depression's kicking in, when I'm procrastinating, mm-hmm. right? And I'm a procrastinator.
I am too.
Yeah, when I procrastinate, I find that my thoughts are looking at my life like there's burdens, mm-hmm. seeing everything as a burden, right? And so I want to cultivate some gratitude, some thankfulness. This has never been a strong suit of mine. I've never been that person that's just sitting around, you know, just so thankful, right? I'm ready to move on to the next thing. And I'm annoyed with stuff most of the time. So I have this pattern of seeing things as a burden. And I don't know if the people listening, if you guys listen and feel this way or not, if that's just my struggle, but I just tend to do this. Mm-hmm. I tend to always be sitting around waiting for the other shoe to fall, right? Waiting for what's going to break next, what problem's going to come along next, you know? And I don't like to admit it, but there's been lots of times over the last several years where I see my church as a burden. I see having to do this podcast as a burden. I see preaching and teaching as a burden. I see my children as a burden, or the stuff they've got to do, or I see my home as a burden, my car as a burden, whatever it is. Like, it just, you know, instead of a blessing.
Yeah, instead of like a gift.
Yeah, instead of a blessing. So I have been thinking about how can I really cultivate gratitude for a while. And a couple of years ago, I can't remember when it was. I've said this on the podcast multiple times, but I never had the actual real information in front of me. Mm-hmm. So I told Steph I was going to find it for this one. A couple of years ago is what sparked this journey for me was I ran across a TED Radio Hour talk on NPR with a guy named A.J. Jacobs. A.J. Jacobs writes a book called, and it's a New York Times bestseller, it's called Thanks a Thousand, It's a Gratitude of Journey. When I heard this on the radio, it blew my mind. And so what happens is he has this experience that he begins to write about and journal about. And of course, I heard him being interviewed about it, where he decides that he really wants to be a thankful person. He wants to have gratitude. He doesn't know exactly how to do that, right? And so he has this feeling like I do of everything's just kind of dreadful and boring and everything's a burden, so to speak. And so anyway, he kind of decides one morning. I can't remember how he decides to do it. I'm sure it's in the book. You can go check it out. But I haven't read it yet. I'm going to buy it. But it leads him to go, you know, I want to thank – what am I thankful for? And he's just like, this cup of coffee at the coffee shop. So he's like – it leads him on this journey to try to thank everyone and everything involved in that single cup of coffee. And it leads him to realize that the chain of gratitude is actually endless. And so from the farmer to the barista and everything in between, including the cup and all kinds of stuff, he ended up thanking in person over 1,000 people just for that one cup of coffee. It leads him all over the place. It leads him to the farmer all the way in wherever it was, Brazil or wherever the coffee was harvested from. It's just crazy. And what he said I realized that it took the whole world to make one cup of coffee, and that there was just endless places to be thankful, endless ways to have gratitude for something as simple as a cup of coffee. And so he shares these tips for, you know, just cultivating gratitude or appreciation or thankfulness in our hearts. And one of the tips he shared was, I haven't tried this yet, but in part of mine meditating on this idea, part of it is I want to try it. He says one of the things he suggests is before you go to sleep, you alphabetically list in your brain. Of course, you don't have to write it on paper. I'm sure you could, but list alphabetically things you're thankful for. So just start going through the alphabet. A, B, C. It's really cool, right? Mm-hmm. So that's on my list to try tonight, is to do that. But anyway, that's what we're doing. The reason we decided to do this series of 13 thankful meditations is because personally, I want to cultivate some gratitude.
Yeah.
And I have been thinking about needing to do this. I felt the Holy Spirit nudging me to this constantly, like constantly pointing to, for the last couple of years, pointing to the fact that, Adam, you need to be grateful. You have a blessed life. God loves you. God cares for you. And there's lots of things in the world, no matter how bad they are, that are tremendous blessings. And these little things that you're annoyed with, they're actually blessings. And that little talk that I ran into from this A.J. Jacobs guy made me think about this repeatedly for a while. So we're starting a new year with this new series. And when I showed it to you, you really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were into it. And so was your husband, Jonathan. Y'all both were like, oh, this is a good idea. So all we're going to do is give you a quote. And we're going to talk about what we think about the quote and challenge you to meditate on that quote. And, you know, meditation doesn't mean that you got to get you a yoga mat and sit on the floor in some yoga pants with your legs crossed and your hands out going, right? That's not what that means. Meditation in scripture is the picture of a cow chewing on cud. So it's basically just, and I won't go through the long explanation, I've said it a lot on the podcast, is just to just to consistently digest it over and over and over again until you zap every bit of nutrients out of it. So you're just, meditation is just, it's almost like mumbling to yourself, whether it's out loud or inside your head, it over and over and over and over again. That's what we're supposed to do with scripture. And I think that these quotes are, they're not scripture, of course, but they are significant.
Yeah.
And they really help kind of bring up this attitude of gratitude. That's the whole point. So 13 different thankful meditations. We're going to give you number one today.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm ready.
Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Did you meditate on this one?
Yes, a little bit. I could have meditated on it more. I was just like going through some real stuff.
I meditated more on this one than I did the second one.
Yeah.
So far, but this one a lot.
But yeah, let's read it.
All right, let's do it.
I'll sit here pausing and looking at it again.
We'll put it on social media too.
Okay. I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. G.K. Chesterton.
G.K. Chesterton. So G.K. Chesterton is one of my favorite authors. He writes in a really interesting way. Oh, whoops, I got away from the mic. Good job. Steph was pointing back to me. He writes in a really interesting way. And he's a 20th century, like mid-1900s or so, Christian apologist and author. His most famous book is the book called Orthodoxy. I have that in my office. It's actually really incredible. Very deep thought. It's the way he writes is very interesting. And he's constantly got quotes like this. This is might be one of his most famous. And so let's just read it again. I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought. As I was meditating on this quote, there we go, I couldn't get past the first line. So I didn't even get to the second part. I didn't even get to gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. But I couldn't get past the first one. And I thought this is the perfect one for us to start this thing off with.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to, what I am trying to do is I am trying to manage my thoughts. Because what you think, therefore you are, right? And the mind has a tremendous amount of power. And we're supposed to renew our minds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so I feel like my mind is constantly the thing that's dictating how I do whatever it is I do.
You know what I mean?
Constantly. So I'm a person who's pretty dedicated. I'll keep going. I'm not going to quit. But I'll be doing it in the wrong way or with the wrong motivation.
Yeah.
If my thoughts are messed up. And my mind rules constantly. And so I just can't get past that first one. I think this is a perfect thing for us to kick the podcast off with, this particular series, for this new year.
Mm-hmm.
That thanks are the highest form of thought. What I've been meditating on that, I told Steph earlier a little bit, I was like, this is really interesting to me. Because what it makes me do is it makes me go, all right, maybe that's got to be wrong. Maybe there's something greater that I could think about. Because what he's saying is that the thoughts that you have that are rooted in thankfulness or gratitude, appreciation, are the highest forms of thought you can have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to thinking, how can that be? And I realized as I was meditating on this is what meditation does for you, right? I realized that it might be right, because when you and I are having thoughts of thankfulness, like when we're sitting around going, oh man, thank you for this. I'm so thankful for this. I'm so thankful for this person or this time that I have or the sunset or the dog at the house or the dinner that I'm eating, right? When we do that, it's automatically connected to a person, because who is it that you're thanking for this to begin with? You know what I mean? Like if you're thankful for something, you got to be thanking somebody.
Yeah, you're not just saying thank you out loud for nothing.
Right, right. So it's like this drive inside when you're thankful is this thing that's just pushing you to God and His goodness. And His provision and His love and His grace, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, like to those attributes of God. It's just like when we're thankful, it's automatically pushing us. Because when I'm thankful, I'm not thanking myself. And I'm not arbitrarily like, I'm just so thankful that, you know, I have the thanks is attached to somebody.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so this idea of it being highest form of thought, it makes me realize that being thankful automatically connects me to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like with everything, it automatically connects me to God because those thanks will funnel very quickly to God. Like if I'm thankful to my wife for a meal she cooked for me or whatever she did, well, if I keep following that funnel of thankfulness, it's going to end up with God. I thought about this a lot when I was listening to this dude talk about this thing with his coffee cup, right? Because he ends up with this idea of it takes the whole world to create this cup of coffee for him. And I got to thinking, everything's pointing back to this higher, greater power that's orchestrating all these things or distributing all these methods of us that we can do things or blessings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole highest form of thought idea makes me go, oh, yeah, that's because it pushes me to God. I don't know. Here's what I've been thinking about with this meditation. I don't know if any other thought consistently pushes me to God more than thankfulness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because even when I say I love something, the love that I'm feeling is still rooted in I'm thankful for it, which then makes me think of God. I don't know if I can have any other thought that drives me to God faster than being thankful. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Like, I don't know.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it, to be honest.
I don't know if anything.
Quote.
I don't know if anything makes me think of God more than when my heart or my mind is, you know, just like appreciating something.
Yeah.
And I think that might be what he's getting at. I don't know if this is what he's getting at, but it might be what he's getting at. It's, for me, it is. It drives my thoughts to God. And so therefore it'd be the highest form of thought that I could have as a human. Here's why I think this. All right. So in the beginning, right, in creation, prior to sin entering the world, we as humans, let's just say that, right? Mom and Daddy, Adam and Eve, we as humans are enjoying all these blessings that God gives us. Sin has not corrupted anything, right? And so it's the food that we're eating, the cold grass on our feet in the garden, the sunrise, the sunset, spending time with God, the dew, you know, on the ground. I mean, just so many things, right? Each other.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it's corrupted by sin. So it's just this perfect moment of you and I as human beings being just instantly thankful and appreciative to God for these blessings, right? So everything we eat, this is how we and I were built to be prior to sin. Everything we eat would make us go, God, you're an awesome God, right? We taste something good, we'd be like, oh, God is so good, right? This is delicious.
Yeah.
This sunset's so pretty. God, you're so good, right? Sin enters the world, and all of a sudden, these things are corrupted. And so we end up wanting the gift more than the giver, wanting the blessings more than we want the blesser, right?
Mm-hmm.
It starts to terminate on us instead of it being the cycle of gratefulness back to God, right? We end up getting to the point where we will take these things that are blessings of God and consume them with no real thought to the one who made it and gave it to us, right? And then something that was seemed so cool and special and so amazing, we just now abuse it, right?
Yeah.
So sex turns into, instead of something that we thank God for, this amazing thing he created, sex turns into adultery. It turns into pornography. It turns into something that we just use and move on from, right?
Yeah.
Food does the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It instead of it being something that generates thankfulness for us, in our brokenness now, it turns into gluttony. Or it turns into we just consume it with no thought to thank the Creator for it.
Comfort.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if I put your favorite meal in front of you and the best quality of it. So let's just say your favorite meal was a steak. and we went and got the best possible, most expensive steak the world's ever seen. And we cooked it perfectly, and we put it in front of you. You would eat that thing, man, and you'd be like, oh, this is so good. But if I gave you the exact same wonderful meal 5-6 days in a row, you get to the end of that 5-6 days, and you'd be like, oh, can I just have a cheeseburger? You know what I mean? Like, where we'll just consume things with no real thought back to the creator that's given it to us, right? And so we were made, we were created to be in this perfect relationship with God, to where he's just a loving and giving and caring, and we're constantly throwing praise back to him.
Yeah.
Right? Thank you, praise, right? Holy, 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 right? I mean, you know, when you look at the scripture and you see the references to heaven, mm-hmm. heavenly songs, angel cries, what we will sing when we're in heaven. All it is just basically going, you're awesome, you're awesome, you're awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all it is thankfulness. Like, it's just, God, you're so good. God, you're so good. Because that's what praise really is. And that's what where I've gotten on this meditation is, that's what thankfulness is.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfulness is praise.
It is.
Thankfulness is us saying back to God, wow. And I think that's the second part of
that
his quote.
That is the second part,
right?
Yeah.
That's the second part of his quote, right?
I was getting stuck on that.
That's the second mm-hmm. part. See, I didn't even get to the second part. That gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. It's like we're so happy and thankful for it, and then it's also mind-blowing.
But it's, right? like deeper.
Yeah.
The happiness is deeper because it's gratitude. I don't know.
Yeah,
love that. I like the thought. Like, when I look at that, I imagine someone walking and just looking up, mouth wide open in awe.
Yeah.
That's how I imagine that second part of the quote, and it makes me feel it. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, the whole happiness doubled by wonder. It's like it's now your mind is blown.
Yeah.
Right, and so you're happy and you're joyful, but the fact that your eyes are wide and you're just in awe shock by it. It's just this perfect ball of praise.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. Thankfulness is praise.
Yeah.
So when we're thankful, we're automatically just oozing out, God, you're so good. You know, I'm so thankful for this or for this means, God, you are amazing.
Yeah.
Holy, 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 right?
It's allowing yourself to not just say thank you for this big thing. Like, when I imagine that second part, it's like kind of like the story you were sharing.
Yeah.
It's being like not afraid to say, God, thank you that you allowed me to walk today,
you
allow me to, you know, or you just allow me to have some running water this morning. It's just it's just going even deeper than happy.
Right.
You're like, I am so grateful, God, that you have allowed me to be here today.
Yeah.
When I did not want to do this today. It's like you're challenging your thoughts, which takes you back to the first part.
It reminds me that the second part of that quote, gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder.
Yeah.
You made me think of this. It reminds me of, because you said you just kind of picture in your head, you just feel it. This person just wide-eyed. Like,
mm-hmm.
This reminds me of when we took the kids to Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't tell them where we're going. So we pile in the car, and Malin's young, right? We pile in the car, we drive. They're of course annoyed all the way there. So they're like classic humans, you know, even though they're kids. They're just, where are we going? How long is it going to take?
Are we there?
Yeah, are we there yet? Are we there yet? So we get there and we're like, the airport? Why are we going to the airport? And we walk in and we go through the security and stuff and we get out and we're waiting at our little gate, right? Before they could see, especially Olivia, because she'd figure it out, before they could see where we were flying to, we set them down. Valerie gets out the little camera and she tells them, where we're going is Disney World. And I think it was Madeline. It could have been Aiden. Heck, it could have been all three of them. But one of them was just like, oh, right? I mean, in this like shock, but then also like this just wide-eyed, oh my gosh, this is so amazing, right? And of course she's happy. She's joyous. And she comes running up to us, about knocks us down. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, with these wide eyes. You know what I mean?
Aww.
And it's just amazing thing. And I just picture that the heart of God aches for us and desperately wants for that to be our reaction to him and everything he's giving us all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it's happiness, it's thankfulness, it's wonder and mind blown. And so, you know what I mean? Like
the response. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really do think that the only way you can really walk in that is for your thoughts, highest form of thoughts, to be thankful, because it instantly pushes you to how amazing is God and how mind blowing are the gifts that he gives and the fact that he'd give them to us, right? You know what I mean? Like that whole ball there is thankfulness, and all that is praise. That's all it is. So it feels to me that the reason this is the highest form of thought, even on a broken earth that we live in, is because these are the thoughts that are going to occupy our minds in heaven.
Yeah.
Our minds in heaven are going to be occupied with God's good. He's for me.
That's
There's
really
going to be
good.
No question about it. Everything he does and gives is amazing because he loves. And all I got to do is just be in awe of who he is. Right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm just constantly like, heaven's just like perpetual in for eternity, ball of thankfulness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway.
That makes sense.
See what I mean? Like, you get to meditating on something like this, and mind goes all over the place, right? You just think about it so much. But it makes me realize it, because when I wake up in the morning, my first thoughts are not thankfulness, ever. And if I can try to cultivate that this year, it'd change everything.
Yeah.
It really would. It would change how you treat the things and people in your life that are actually blessings. It would change how you treat them. You know, it would change how you looked at things, even bad situations. Like, if you're thankful for your job, like really thankful for your job, and you're pushing to be thankful, you're constantly, I'm thankful for my job, thankful for my job, then you can deal with all kinds of crap at your job that drive you crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you're thankful for it. It just enables, I don't know, it just enables a whole different level of positive life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's on how you treat people. Like, it'll come out in how you treat others. It'll come out in how you speak of the situation that you're going through, or speaking of yourself. You know, it changes how you're thinking something's going to happen, like the results of something. It will change how
true.
You respond with that as well. So if it doesn't go your way, guess what? You're still having that gratitude to God. You're like, okay, this wasn't your plan. Okay, on to the next thing, God, you know, and it just keeps you in that constant state of like, I know you're going to take care of me in this day.
That's a pretty big thought.
Because I was that thinking, makes sense.
I was, it made perfect sense. It got me thinking. My eyes are up right now. it got me thinking for sure. Like, it would change how you would deal with things that were problems too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if I am thankful, God, I'm so thankful, and I'm just working on it. I'm so thankful for, I went job wise. So let me just go my route. I'm so thankful for this church that you give me, these people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then when stuff doesn't go well or tragedy strikes, I'm already in a different mindset to face that tragedy or those problems or those issues. Or, you know, hate or dislike or whatever word you want to use. I'm in a different mindset to face those than if I wasn't being thankful to begin with.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It changes everything.
Yes.
It's really hard to be ugly to someone if you are constantly thankful for them.
Yeah, that's good.
Even if they're sinful and they hurt you, right? It's harder to be ugly to them or to lose your godliness with them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're thankful for them. You know what I mean?
That is good.
That's pretty good. We might need to end there. That's
a
pretty big thought. All right, here's a quote again. This whole series is going to be like this. All right, G.K. Chesterton, I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder.
That's
pretty
great.
Good.
Well...
I have nothing else to say about that. All right. Well, we're done then.
Well, thank you for joining us with our new series. We're really excited to keep digging into this, because this is something that Pastor Adam has expressed he wants to work on this year. This is something I also am trying to work on. So I hope that it blesses you and that it also helps you to reflect on how good God is and how good things really are in your life. Things might be hard, but there's also some good in there. And God is good. God has a plan for you. God knows what's ahead.
Yeah.
God knows what's behind. So,
and you can't go wrong. Yeah. You know, there's some ways in which you can go, is this worth my time? Is this worth my energy?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go wrong with becoming more grateful, becoming more thankful. Even if you're listening to this and you're not a believer and you don't believe in God, you don't believe this roots back to God, you cannot go wrong in your mental health by increasing gratitude and thankfulness.
Exactly.
It's a win-win. You cannot, there's no lose in becoming somebody who's more thankful. You were trying to close us out and I'm talking.
No, you're good. No.
There is nothing bad going to come out of you being a more thankful American.
Right.
There's nothing bad going to come out of you being a more thankful father or mother or employee or boss. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I mean? That's only going to be good. I think obviously everybody, every single human being has a capacity to increase their gratitude.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And nothing but good stuff going to come out of this.
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe that these things root back to God. I actually think that a pursuit of gratitude, a deep, deep pursuit of gratitude, if that's the highest thought, if G.K. Chesterton's right, it's the highest throne of thought, and we're right by saying it's actually praise and what we're going to do in heaven fully when everything's perfected, it'll lead you to God.
Yeah.
Consistent gratitude will lead you to God. Because at some point, I don't know how far old A.J. Jacobs went with this, but at some point, once you got to the thousandth person thanking them for the coffee, there's still another step.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, God's still behind that.
Yeah.
You know, even if he got all the way to the coffee bean, well, the person that processes, like, well, where did coffee bean come from? You know what I mean? You know, so anyway.
I'm thankful for coffee beans.
Anyway, me too. I'm drinking some right now.
I drank some earlier. Oh, I want to say something too, real quick. You made me think about it.
We're way off track.
It's like, actually, before we end.
We was going to end, but we meditating, so.
Yeah. So another thing that was coming up in my mind while he was saying his part as well was that, you know, it's going to probably feel kind of awkward for someone if you're not used to doing this as much anymore. It can feel like false positivity or something, but it's actually the opposite. And your brain needs to hear you say positive things out loud. So the more your brain hears the positive and thankfulness to God for what you have and what's going on in your life, guess what? That also helps boost your mood. So if your brain's always hearing you say nothing but doom and gloom, I mean,
well, this is you're about to get us into a whole nother track because
we're about to do that.
This is scientifically proven.
Yeah,
you can read the science on this outside of the Christian based, you know, thing that we're thinking, and then outside of psychology and positive thinking, you can look at science, and science will show you that people who have their thoughts fixed on things that are good, like Scripture says,
mm-hmm.
and holy and righteous, on thankfulness, on positivity, on whatever it may be, that the neural pathways that are created in their brain actually end up creating and changing mood and releasing certain endorphins in the same way that drugs do and all these other things that are negative that release them, that it does it in the exact same way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as it forms these pathways, it actually it decreases anxiety, it decreases stress. It's scientifically proven. We can see this now. We know the brain enough now that we can see these things actually play out scientifically. That people who maintain a positive outlook on life have less health problems, have less mental health problems, walk through way less depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
People who have a positive outlook on life. People who are consistently thankful, that they, it's the same way. They have less health problems. They have less stress. They have less anxiety, right? It's cool.
It is cool.
You're right.
And we could actually talk about that another time.
A lot of times. Yeah.
But anyway, this was great.
It's cool. Yeah. Different.
Yeah, it is different.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what's to come.
Awesome. All right, we got another one coming then.
Yep.
Next week, 190 is coming up next week. It is from, if you want to get ahead and be an overachiever, it is from William Law. You can check that one out next week. That's an old dude.
Yeah, because I was like, who is
that's
William Law?
That's an old one. 300 years old. 300, something like that.
Sounds like an attorney.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. 300 some years old. Born in the late 1600s.
All righty. I was like, I don't know what to say to that. Well, we'll see y'all next time.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.